Great Country Q94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tenor from Dunkin' Donuts in Prairie du Chien. And you committed the cardinal sin today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you walked in with Dunkin' Donuts.
I did.
You didn't even like give me a heads up like, hey, I am going to Dunkin', so you're going to have to like watch me drink Dunkin'.
Well, I paid my debt last week.
You did.
And you had Dunkin' without me.
Well, that was your fault. You went and picked up mine and didn't get any from yourself.
And so this week I was like, well,
I wasn't saying you had to bring it for me this week. You just give me a heads up. Like, okay. I'm going to walk in with a Dunkin' cup and all of a sudden you're going to want a caramelized coffee.
Yeah. Sorry.
Instead, I have lukewarm black coffee.
Well, they're still open, so you're in luck. You can stop down to the Dunkin'.
I'm the next person coming through the line.
Get your iced coffee.
Of course, the holidays are essentially upon us.
Right around the corner.
I believe in Wisconsin, today is kind of a holiday.
Definitely is.
The gun deer opener.
Yep.
And having spent enough time around Wisconsin, working here in Prairie du Chien, I feel like this weekend like kicks off the family gatherings for Wisconsinites.
Oh, for sure.
Whereas in Iowa, it's like the following weekend.
Yep.
You know, you guys kind of kick it off this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm a hunter too. So I've
sorry for interrupting your morning.
That's okay. I'm really out there for my son. I mean, that's just one of the things is, once you have a kid, it's so much more enjoyable to watch them shoot a deer than shoot your own. So, good luck to him. He's been 2 for 2 the last couple of years. So that's good.
Of course, Thanksgiving is next
right
week.
Right around the corner.
We had our first snowfall too.
Yep.
So I'm going to kind of combine this because you said you wanted to talk about the holidays and winter preparedness. So,
well, one of the things I wanted to talk about the holidays is I saw a Facebook page where Green Bay Packer players were going through a hallway and they had selections of Thanksgiving meals.
Yeah.
And they asked them if they could eliminate one of the things, what would they eliminate? And I was shocked by the things that they would eliminate.
What would they eliminate?
There was people that said that they were going to eliminate turkey.
You know, I don't get the hate for turkey. I really don't understand it.
I was very confused by that.
If cooked improperly, it can be very dry, but well, did you people not learn how to cook?
So one of the comments, a couple of the comments was, get that dry turkey out of here. I don't want that dry turkey. And maybe this person's listening, but I have a history with somebody who cooks a dry turkey every once in a while. It's kind of a family joke. But anyways, if you cook a turkey right, it's not dry.
No, it's very good. Yeah. And then you mix it with some really good homemade mashed potatoes and homemade gravy.
Yeah. You can't beat it.
You can't.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I'm a very simple Thanksgiving goer. I want a good turkey, mashed potatoes, dressing, gravy. I'm done. That's it.
I'm kind of with you on that. If there's ham, I am a lover of ham.
Sure.
Like I, not like sliced ham, not deli ham, but like the big.
Yeah. Like bone in ham.
Bone in ham. And especially if it's like farm raised and from a butcher, not the ones, you know, that you can just slice, like the ones that peel apart.
Yeah.
I am not ashamed to say that like I could eat a whole one of them.
And see, for me, ham is more of an Easter dish than it is a Thanksgiving dish because you have to stick with the turkey. Unless you don't know how to make a turkey, then I can understand the ham. But
well, the Wild family is very large.
Okay.
And so you would either have to cook like 2 turkeys.
Or supplement it with ham.
Or you supplement it with ham.
Gotcha.
So the Wild family has always had a ginormous turkey.
Okay.
And then a ham.
Makes sense to me. Those are my go-tos. I'm getting that turkey. I'm cooking it. And it's going to be cooked right. And then mashed potatoes.
You have to be in control
dressing.
I'm just saying,
if you know how to cook a turkey and it's done right, people won't substitute that. They're not going to say, leave that turkey to the side. I'm going for the ham. And I think turkey is a Thanksgiving staple. So.
And I'm fine with the green bean casserole.
Yeah, I'll take that too. But
the only thing that I'm like getting rid of is I don't like cranberry. I don't understand why we mix the tart sweet like that with, I don't get that one.
Yeah, and with Wisconsin being like the number one cranberry producer, I don't know that we can even say that legally, but I would go without the cranberries too. But again, maybe it's something that if it's cooked right, you would have a better understanding of. I don't know.
I have made cranberry apple pie before, and that was really good.
Well, there you go.
So, I mean, I love cranberry, like cran apple juice is amazing.
Okay.
A little like cranberry vodka. I won't say no to.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot of liquor, but right. if I was going to drink something.
Cranberry vodka.
Festive and holiday, sure. like I would do that. But I don't know.
So back to winter driving. Now yeah. we're done. We've kicked this turkey down the road.
Lots of people will be driving this
yeah,
next
and we
week.
Had our first snowfall, and I always yep. tell people the first snowfall and the last snowfall are the worst for us as far as driving goes because people have forgotten how to drive in the snow. Number one rule is just slow down, take your time, leave some distance between you and the person in front of you. That's very important. Don't trust your four-wheel drive either. We have a lot of big pickup trucks that get in crashes, and they're so confused because they're like, oh, I have my four-wheel drive on. It's not the save-all, end-all. So just, you know, use caution. Drive with your head, not with your feet. Make sure that you're cautious, smart, leaving some distance, and leave early. Don't get yourself in a hurry, because when you get yourself in a hurry and you've got to be someplace on time, you tend to take bigger risks. So, and then that whole winter preparedness, make sure you've got some blankets, some hat and mittens, maybe some granola bars, those types of things. So if you do have a roadside emergency, some jumper cables, maybe a small shovel, those types of things, you can maybe take care of yourself in the immediacy. So just a couple of things to think about this time of the year, making sure that you get those things prepared. And check your tires.
Yeah, I mean, are key.
It's interesting because we have a little spot down on the Highway 18 bypass right by the sewer plant that, like, catches cars. It's just, if you have bald tires there and there's a snowfall, you are going to end up in the ditch. That's just the reality. And so when we have crashes there, it's interesting because one of the first things we go up and watch is those tires, because inevitably they're bald. And, you know, the time of the year to change your tires is now, not when that first snowfall hits and you're in a panic.
I got new tires in August.
I'm going to guess that our tire places in town get really busy at the first snowfall.
There's not a lot of sales on tires right now.
Right. Now's the time to do it.
Yes.
Now's the time to do it.
And of course, like I said, everybody's out driving for the holidays. So, you know, take your time. And the big thing with winter driving is always be aware that road conditions can change very quickly.
Yep.
Oh, the water, road was just wet here.
Now it's icy.
Now it's icy, or the road was wet here. Now it's sticking, and like, just kind of pay attention.
Yeah,
I think
that's
the main message. Pay attention.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, the snowplow workers out there would really appreciate some space as well. Don't be tailgating our snowplow drivers and salt drivers. You know, give them some space to work and let them do their thing. They're trying to help you. They're not trying to, you know, impede your movement. They're trying to help.
Trying to do their job.
Just trying to do their job. So give them some space. That's really important as well. So,
well, as we head into good luck to all of the hunters this weekend. And then we will be back next weekend. Small Business Saturday. We'll have our bellies full from Thanksgiving.
Yep. And we'll be preparing at the police department for our holiday parade, which will be the 6th, I think, of December. So that Friday.
All right. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienor from Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien.